Bez Hashem, we are learning Tehillim in Mizmor Lamed Dalet. We began with the Hakdama and the Pasuk Aleph last time. And where David HaMelech was taken to task by asking Hashem, with all your Chochmah that you created, why did you create the phenomenon of a Meshugana, of an insane person? To which Hashem said, not only will you see, but you're going to desire your tefillahs to be answered to be like one. When he put on an act, when he found himself in front of Achish Melech Gas, the king of the Plishtim, in the king of the Plishtim in Gas, and people were saying, Goliath's brothers were there, and they wanted to take revenge on David HaMelech, and they were saying, that's King David, that is right here. What an ace! Let's thank Hashem. He gave us our enemy. It's obviously reversed over here, right? But then David HaMelech realized what's going on, and he started foaming at the mouth and spitting out saliva, drooling down his beard, screaming crazy things, writing on the doors. And Achish, apparently, as we learned last week, had a wife and a daughter who had this insanity issue. Huh. And he said, I have enough of these mushugoyim. I need more. You got to bring another one here? Get him out of here. That's David HaMelech. That's not David. Get him out of here. And this is what the Navi, this is what the Pasuk says. L'David b'shanoyisay estamoy lifnei Avimelech. So if his Achish, why is he called Avimelech? We said because Avimelech was the name of the king of the Plishtim. Just like a Caesar, just like the name Paroi. Paroi was the Melech of Mitzrayim, the name, the title. Vayigarsheyu vayelech. Vayigarsheyim iponov, says Mepharshim. Hiyamar, hachose mishugoyim ani. Am I lacking mishugoyim? I need more mishugoyim in my palace, my town. Just get him out of here. Vayelech, the dark of Shalom David went in a peaceful fashion. As the Chassid Yavid, as we have mentioned, Chassid Yavid says, V'loi pogu boy ache golius l'ro. And Goliath's brothers did not come and harm David. Pasuk Beis is really the message to us. Avorcho es Hashem b'chol eis. Avorcho es Hashem b'chol eis. Of course, we say this kapitel in Zmor Lamed Dalet on Shabbos and Yontif as well. And David HaMelech responds with a shevach and hoidoyu l'Hashem. He gave a praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was saved from death. What's the praise? What's the thanks? Avorcho es Hashem echoleis. I praise Hashem. I thank Hashem at all times. Ki tomid, as the Radak says, ki tomid hu oyse li nisim. Hashem is constantly performing miracles on my behalf. Tomid ti losoi befi. Tamid, on a regular basis, on a constant basis, Tilosu mitsuyu b'fi, Tilosa, Hashem's praise is in my mouth. Whether I'm in a, as the Malbim says, whether I'm in a comfortable situation or whether I'm in a difficult situation. And I'm sure we've all heard some of these survivors of the captivity. And the way that they spoke, how Hashem was with them. And when they survived, and many of them were not wearing yarmulkes when they went in. And now they talk that Hashem was with them in the cave, right, in these tunnels. And the interviewers would say, what do you mean Hashem was with you? So he says back, exactly what I said. Hashem was with me. That's what helped me survive. And this is what David HaMelech is teaching us. In all situations, not just when your car doesn't turn on, and then we have this meeting to get to, you're like, what's going on there? Why isn't the car turn on? And you try again, you try again. Thank you, Hashem. That's very good. That's very good. I want to encourage everybody. You drove here. I drove here. We all drove here today. The people listen to the Shia, when they thank you for listening to the Shia, I want to encourage you as well. Let's train ourselves. And when I say this to people sometimes, look at me, I'm a little strange. Like, well, say a tefillah to Hashem before you push the button. In this generation, you push buttons. Right? Right. Soon you're not going to push buttons. We won't get into that now. Before you turn your key, if you have a car that turns, I have two different cars. One's with a key. I always get confused. Where am I now? Which the key, the button? Right? Before we turn the key, before we turn, push the button, say a tefillah, Hashem, please help the car start. So say, why should I do that? Why shouldn't the car start? So why should the car start? I remember there's a person who asked me for a boost. They said they bought the car 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. A 3 week old car, you need a boost? Let's talk to Hashem before the Eis Tzara.
You have to take it one step even further.
So we had a nice ha'ara just now from a member of the Shir that when the car doesn't turn on, another madrega, another level, is to appreciate and thank Hashem and accept the situation. I can't get to that meeting now. That meeting that I was arranging for 3 months to get to. That meeting that, who knows the benefits that I thought I was going to have from this meeting. You know all those stories, like, you know, the person was trying to get on the plane, their flight, and then this happened, and that happened. And then they tell afterwards that Baruch Hashem, they were saved from the tragedy, right? And then they repeat the stories. I almost missed my flight. I missed the flight, I thought I made the flight, didn't make the flight. So what happened? No, nothing. I just missed the flight. I missed the flight. Right?
Then there was one guy.
No. I'm saying the point is that even if it's not a situation of the great story that's going to make all the books and the videos and the go viral, he missed the flight. You know what? That's what you're talking about. That's when Avarcha es Hashem b'chol eis. Now, of course, the initial second that happens, initial minute it happens, we're annoyed, we're upset, and we're able to take a deep breath, and it's still painful. It's still painful. But still, it's a situation. Avarcha es Hashem b'chol eis. Whether it's a situation, as the Malbim says, of the merchov, when there's tranquility and things are calm, and I have a lot of space. Merchov is rachov, wide. Obein b'yoyse b'tzora, as the Malbim says. Or when Rachman l'tzlon l'yaleinu, there's an eis tzora. Tamid tihilose b'fi. Somebody might be listening to this recording at a time when they're sitting in traffic. Tamid tihilose b'fi. I'm praising you, Hashem. I'm not going. I mean, I was once in the Belt Parkway, right? I was going to Queens. I feel like I'm still trying to get there. Okay. And there was this jogger. He was going on laps around. You know, I saw him more than once. You know, he was jogging. I'm thinking, this is absurd over here, right? It wasn't an easy situation. I don't think I was singing praise. Thank you, Hashem. Okay, but David Melf teaching us. Yes, it's frustrating. I had to go to a shir. Tommy Tilos Bifi. He says that Hakoro Livado Benisi Hashem Niflois Einam Aspekis. The recognition of Hashem's Nisim that he performs for us and his wonders that he saves us with, that's not enough. That's the first step, but it's not enough. And he elaborates as follows. Mitoich hakorosoi b'nisi Hashem, through the hakoro b'nisi Hashem, v'niflois of shenasu imoi, David HaMelech Oymer Shivarech es Hashem b'chol eis otilosoi tiyah shiguru al piv tamid. David HaMelech is taking the salvation that happened to him and putting an action into place. What's he doing? He's not just acknowledging, which is one madrega, that Hashem made nisim on his behalf, performed nisim on his behalf. But he's saying, in light of that salvation, I have to respond. Shivorich es Hashem b'chol eis. V'ahavta es Hashem lakecha b'chol livavcha, u'v'chol nashecha, u'v'chol me'odecha. Means all of your heart, all of your nashecha, all of your me'odecha, all of your nefesh, your soul, all of your resources to serve Hashem. To praise Hashem in all scenarios, in all situations. It's not enough to have the idea, the awareness, which is good, which is a madrega, but it's not enough. Our Rebbe, David HaMelech, is teaching us, if we can say that, and this is the point of it all. The success was not because David put on such a great act. It's not just because he put on such a great act that's why he was successful. Right, because when no other people tried this act, it didn't work so well. And David HaMelech attributed his success, meaning the salvation. They said, that's David. David, David, whatever you want to call him, that's him, that's the one, that's the Jew. Let's kill him. He's right here. And he's drooling from the mouth and he's acting like a meshugana. And they didn't say, oh, he's just putting on an act. Kill him. Shehu oyisame atzmi mu'umu hava hakom es Hashem. But he realized right away, and he lived his life, and that's how we have to live our life, that everything is Me'es Hashem. Our success is Me'es Hashem. V'av ma'isa hashtus she'os Me'es Hashem hu. And even the foolishness, this whole playing insanity, was all Me'es Hashem. Like, I'm sorry she'yoytzi es advar b'fiv. But you have to say it, verbalize it, express it. Because recognizing is not enough. It's a level. It's one madrega. You know, there are those who don't recognize that either. We have to praise Hashem. We have to thank Hashem. This is the beautiful message we're taking out from Pasuk Beis. Avorcho es Hashem b'chol eis. Tomid tilosoi b'fi. On a regular basis, every single time, no matter what happens, what's my response? Baruch Hashem. I accept it. When you say Baruch Hashem, you have to be careful. You know, sometimes people, like, they leave the room over here and they kiss the right side over there, the other right side, right? With that metal, those listening on the recording, there's this metal clip that you put in the door. Chas v'shalom, there's a lockdown. They're not people. Sometimes I see people leaving a bathroom. They kiss. There's no mezuzah by a bathroom. We do. We pick up our hand. There's Mrs. Hanosh Milomata. We have to be careful. We do things with intent. Don't just say, how you doing, Baruch Hashem? Baruch Hashem, fine. Or whatever. When you say Baruch Hashem, acknowledge. Think to yourself. Just take it a step further. It's Hashem who brought me the success of this business deal. It's Hashem who brought me this shidduch. It's Hashem who brought me whatever I have. Think that. Then you're taking your Baruch Hashem, and it's meaningful. Not just words that you're not paying attention to, you're just saying it because we're used to saying it. Tomid tilosai tia shagur b'fi, lahalal oisoi, al neis ha'atzolo. Loi rak be'esa neis oideloi, el tamid oideloi. Not only will I praise Hashem at the time of the neis, but on a regular basis, even after the neis happened. You know what this reminds me of? Around 30 years ago, I had surgery on my shoulder. And I remember after a month, in those days, it wasn't like today, like after the surgery today, you start physical therapy right away. I went to the doctor. He said, okay, fine. Now you go start the physical therapist. It was a month later. I told you the story. He says to me, okay, pick up your arm. The physical therapist, he says to me, pick up your arm. And he says to me, I asked you to pick up your arm. I said, I moved it. That's as far as it goes. He couldn't notice the slight movement I made. There was so much scar tissue. Only a month later. And then they stretched it and this and that and everything. You know, it's very painful. Physical therapy is painful. Baruch Hashem, this is my left arm. Look.
You throw a football.
Well, I'm a righty, but. but the point over here is that what's David teaching us? He's teaching us that we should constantly appreciate and value that you could pick up your left arm and move it and use it. Not just Be'esa Atzala. Live it every single day. And you know what happens when we live it every single day? And we internalize every single day? We're happy. We're happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? Because there's so many nisyonos, challenges and attacks out there in the world that we live in of depression and people being sad. It's like in the air out there. But if we focus on all the brachas we have, we become happy. Rachman Letzal, imagine a person's arm, he couldn't move it, and someone did something and helped him, this and that and everything. He's elated, he's ecstatic. Someone says, oh, he calls him, how you doing? You won't believe it, I can move my arm. Well, what happened to your arm? Oh, this. That's the top of the news. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us. Avarach es Hashem b'chol eis. Tomi tilos b'fi. Appreciate all the nisim. Praise Hashem. Internalize it. Tomi tilos b'fi.